Next agenda item is item number 17, discussion and possible action on Granger Lake Intake Pipeline Construction Contract, presented by David Collingsworth, Regional Business Development Manager, Central Basin.
Nancy, you can go to the next slide. For those of you that have been on the board a while, you've heard us talk numerous times about the Granger Lake Intake. And the resolution before you today is an action item for the remainder of a construction project to continue to build the intake that we're working on. The money's already budgeted. I want to tell you a little bit about the RFP, the bid process, and the intake. But really, for the next two or three agenda items, I thought I'd take just a brief moment and give you a little bit of history, especially for those of you that are new, and talk a little bit about the old intake at Lake Granger and the problems that we have associated with it, and the new intake as well, and it'll fall into line with the next two agenda items. Basically, back in the early 2000s, BRA had a challenge, two challenges that we had to solve. We were looking at Williamson County, and there was a need for additional water supply into Williamson County because of all the growth. There was also a short-term need for treatment capacity for some of our customers that weren't meeting their summertime demands. They were able to keep up with water demands in the fall and in the spring, but when the peak day demands rolled around in summer, they were really struggling. There were a lot of boil water notices, and there were a lot of issues with that, per se. As you began to look at two resolutions to solve those problems, it became obvious that the BRA needed to get in the treatment business in Williamson County. There were some things that we could do. There were some contractual benefits for us to go in and to begin to work with the city of Taylor, to buy their water treatment plant. And that's this water treatment plant right here. And you can see here's a little punch out of Williamson County, Georgetown, Round Rock. Rockdale is further to the east. Of interest here on this map, the new 130 corridor is between I-35, Georgetown, and our plant. And then there's also a new highway that's being expanded between Georgetown and Round Rock called Chandler Road. So there's, even though the economy's down like you've heard, there is still prime potential for a lot of development in this part of the state. When we came in and bought this water treatment plant, we expanded it immediately. And we absolutely knew from that day that we were walking by the grave with this intake. We had, on numerous occasions, we had divers inspect it. We got our operators were comfortable with operating it. And we've had issues with it since then. One of the issues is that when you have a drought and you're in the headwaters of a lake, it's just like your farm tanks. The shallow ends dry up first. So anytime you have drought like we're having today, like we had in 2009, we begin to see the water recede away from the intake. Also, this lake had some of the same characteristics that most lakes have when they're young, when they're new lakes, significant sedimentation. And because the majority of this watershed is farmland, we've suffered severe sedimentation in this watershed, some of which John Hoffman will tell you a little bit about more in a minute. But the other issue that we had to deal with was flood. So we've got drought, sedimentation, and we've had to deal with flooding issues. And what happens is because the placement of this intake right here, when the San Gabriel River floods and it comes, as the water and all the debris get here, the lake opens up and the water begins to slow down. When that happens, that's where all the sedimentation falls out. And it just so happens that the flow patterns of the river dump all or a majority of the woody debris right here on our intake. So in 2007, when we had the significant flood, it cost BRA about $500,000 worth of repairs to our intake. But well before then, we began working with the Corps of Engineers to permit and either put an intake on their dam or here, which this is problematic also because this is federal parkland. But the reason we chose those two locations is because it was the most accessible to deep water. And I can tell you that even today in the entire history of this reservoir, there hasn't been a time when if we had our intake here in place that we would have been sweating the drought that we're in because of water levels. When we started working with the Corps of Engineers, we realized right quick that we had some huge obstacles that we had to overcome. First of all, we were taking federal parkland out of commission. So we had to work with the Corps to develop a mitigation plan. And it became apparent to us real fast that if we were going to meet our deadlines in the future and get this new intake online, put us in a position to where we weren't going to have to make really substantial improvements to the existing intake, we were going to have to break this contract into two different contracts. Back in September, you gave us approval to begin construction on the intake. We've done that. We're making great progress on the intake. And also the pipeline that's within the federal property. And just for your reference, all of this in yellow is federal property. Even our old intake is in federal property. It just so happens that this is their Prime Park property. And today what we're asking for is approval to continue the construction, but to build the pipeline that's on private property that goes to the plant. We were here a few months ago. You heard from a landowner that was talking about condemnation, and we got approval from the board to acquire all the property. And all those procedures are underway as well. And, John, I think we've acquired all the easements except for one.
We've got six of the title companies. Getting some type of perfection on the title, maybe a lien, a subordination of a lien or something to that effect.
And we've had to take one landowner, we've had to file condemnation on one landowner. Good point. And he's the gentleman that came here. And Dixon, correct me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't because we were miles apart on our offer. It was because that landowner quit replying back to our offers. And
we've had conversations with the property owner, but early on in the progress, he turned me over to his son, who is an attorney out of San Angelo that practices eminent domain. So that's who my contact's been with.
Barley on.
Okay, so what we did was then separate the two contracts. We went out for bid for this part of the pipeline. In your diligent are the bid numbers that came in. We were real satisfied with the fact that we had some bids that came in real close together in the 3.5 range, 3.7 range. Garney Companies out of Kansas City, Missouri came in the cheapest. Friesen Nichols, which is our engineer of record, did a lot of homework looking into Garney's. They came well recommended. All of their references checked out well. So before you is a resolution to approve a contract with Garney. Now, let me explain one more thing real quick. This is the cost for Garney to do their work. This is a contingency fund allowing Phil to do change orders. And what a change order is, if I sign a contract with a construction company in a not-to-exceed amount, and we get halfway into the project, and the engineer and the construction company realize that there's something in the plans that's just not going to work, they have to make a change. This allows Phil to make that change up to an amount of 10%. In the past, when we've used Friesen Nichols does a really good job of policing these things, and our $18 million water treatment plant, our change orders came in at about 1%. About 4 months into construction of the intake itself, our change orders have actually given us money back. So they do a real good job of checking on that stuff. So anyway, any questions?
Is this the intake where the pipe shrunk here 6 months ago?
No, sir.
Okay.
The intake... I'll show you that on another slide in a minute. Okay. The intake that we had problems with back in October was on Steelhouse Hollow Reservoir that sends water to Georgetown. Any questions on this one?
Can you elaborate a little bit on the gentleman that came in? What was the deal? Because most of this is along farm-to-market road, right?
Go back, Nancy, can you go back to the map? There have been a couple of concerns about property acquisition. A lot of the landowners wanted BRA. They said, hey, BRA, you're building this in federal property. Why don't you run your pipeline in federal property? And we said, okay, that's a fair question. We had already gone in and assessed the preferred route, if you will, and we looked at six different routes, two or three in federal property, two or three on private property on both sides of the road. And their issue was put it on Park property. We went and addressed the Corps about that, and they sent us a letter saying where an entity such as the BRA has the ability to put something on private property versus a federal park, you have to take that private property option. So that was really what his major complaint was. Anything else?
Read the resolution, please.
Yes, sir. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and enter into a contract with the Garney Companies for construction of the Granger Lake Intake Pipeline for $3,524,940.50. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to execute change orders in an amount not to exceed 10%, our $352,494 contingency fund for the construction contract.
You heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Dennis? Second. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.